Blog Talk Radio.
Let
us remember, not forget, let us remember. Let's not forget, let's not forget, let's not forget, let's not forget. Let's not forget, let's not forget, let's not forget, let's not forget. Let's not forget ExxonMobil. Let's not forget the economy's gone global. Let's not forget Ronald Reagan. George Bush 1 and 2, Dick Cheney and the neoconservative crew. Let's not forget, let's not forget, let's not forget, let's not forget. Let's not forget Barack Obama's foreign policies are no different. Let's not forget what they did to this nation. Let's not forget to borrow money from China. Let's not forget industrial farming. Monocultures, pesticides, the economy collapse. No more food, it's alarming. Let's not forget there are viable alternatives to oil. Let's not forget we used to not use plastic. Let's not forget the consequences are drastic. Let's not forget our middle class is in war zone. It's a sign of a prosperous country. Not forget, let's not forget, let's not forget, let's not forget. Let's not forget why we need public education. Let's not forget that homeless people are people. Let's not forget, let's not forget. Let's not forget, let's not forget. Let's not forget all beings on earth are equal. Hatred and separation are just tools to control you. Let's not forget corporations own Congress. Let's not forget other countries have successful universal health care. But insurance companies will lose profits. And the only reason American doesn't have it. Let's not forget, let's not forget. Let's not forget, let's not forget. Let's not forget we pay a third of our earnings to taxes, but don't really know where the money goes. Let's not forget the prison industrial complex, and the drug for legal 75% of American prisoners would be free. Let's not forget, let's not forget. Let's not forget, let's not forget. Let's not forget, let's not forget. Let's not forget what's most important. Let's not forget that love is most important. Let's not forget, let's not forget. Let's not forget, let's not forget. Let's not forget, let's not forget, let's not forget. 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 Nah. Let's not forget, let's not forget. Let's not forget this song.
Hola, hola. Let's not forget, let's not forget to pay the internet bill. These things get so simple. It's like basic. Should be taught in school. Like how to care for humans is you don't incriminate them. You don't throw them in jail you know, make them do horrendous things for substances. It's real simple. It is. To decriminalize and help people understand that addiction is not a crime. Having a physical addiction is something shouldn't be against the law. When people have a heroin addiction and they must keep getting this stuff and they're stealing things or breaking things or hurting people, not the drug exactly that's doing that. It's the addiction inside the person that is saying, to be able to get C, you got to do A and B. To be able to get to this other thing, you got to do doopy-doopy-doopy-doo. If we make it so we understand that addiction is part of the human experience, to want to have something so much, to be addicted to that chocolate ice cream, to be addicted to sex, to be addicted to whatever crazy drugs are out there, be addicted to air. You know, you think that can't be dangerous for you, but if you can't get enough and you jump out of a plane to get more, the air addiction can be bad if you didn't pack your parachute right. Every kind of addiction has a badness to it. It does. I can't think of like an addiction that doesn't. You know, addicted thinking of someone all the time. Well, I mean, you don't get to work on your own things as much. You know, it's thinking about somebody else constantly. It's like not working on oneself. So it's understanding the things that we're addicted to, things we love doing so much, and be able to take it in ration, in parts. Like it's not wanting to be like far from your friends, want to be them around because addicted to their comfort, the solace that they bring, the happiness that they bring in random situations, random worlds, being addicted to comfort. And that's understandable. That's natural. You know, having addictions to water is good. And making sure the water is clean, very important. Because if you're just drinking all this nasty water, not checking how clean it is, that addiction can kill you. So having these utmost, like, super interest into things. Whereas cannabis is not a physical addiction. It's creative addiction. I want to free myself from all the bullshit people are putting in my ear, and I want to free myself. That's what I want to do. Yes. Oh, sweet. We got some people from the 702 calling in. I'm gonna jump on in. Come on, let's see how things are going. Welcome to Smoke Rules Radio.
Hey, blessing be.
Hey, blessing be. Yeah, Hedge in the house.
How you doing, bro?
I'm doing great. I'm on the other side of a tin can and far off land, and there's so much sound and noise and all this other mayhem going on, and alcoholism and partyism, and just really not really good pot. So I got to smoke a California joint recently. That was nice.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here right now enjoying some of the next track. Oh, San Fernando, no juice.
Fresh. There is a giant lag between us. So feel free to grab that microphone and rock it. Tell me how things are going in your world.
Things are going great in my world. We just finished our 24th episode of The Philosopher's Stone here on Blog Talk Radio, and been doing good with my pipe business also. So we're getting that rolling again. I just started a new job, so time's been a real crunch for me lately.
How's the coordination going with you, PCHI?
I'm not quite sure. Because of my job and what I've been so busy that I haven't been able to keep track of what's going on with CCHI lately. But like I said, we've always had volunteers out there since October collecting signatures and working hard to get this initiative on the ballot. CCHI is our only hope.
And we keep getting it around, take it around to the whole world. Find a lot of the work needs Jack here.
Well, if we don't get CCHI passed here in 2016, it's going to force a lot of us good law-abiding citizens back into the black market, because they're going to take away the ability for us small business people and small farmers and people like, you know, that really survive on their ability to make their own medicines and do their own medications. You know, it's going to cut out that ability, and then we're going to get stuck with what's going on like in Colorado, Oregon, and Washington. And we're going to start seeing a lesser quality of strains coming out of California. I mean, they're talking about keeping a amount of THC available in the potency available both in the flower and the extract, not exceeding over 17 THC value in flower and 60% it's getting ridiculous. We're never going to have this plant freed until we deschedule it. That's basically what CCHI is trying to do, is deschedule and bring it back
in. Some people think Obama is going to reclassify it on his way out. There's so many things that we like that. The government just shown time and time again to drag their feet.
Well, the only thing he's going to probably end up doing is maybe dropping down the classification to a Schedule 2 so GW Pharmacies and the other pharmacy companies can get their hooks on this. And then it's going to be really over with, because they're going to throw out their patents and none of us are going to be able to use it as a medicine unless it's FDA approved. And the FDA is not going to release control on it.
The FDA just recently said that CBDs are going to shut off. And like, what is it back? It's like we're going so far backwards in marijuana and hemp. It's them getting busy. It's not making any sense. But it is making sense that they want to control and see the popularity of it. And we're just going to grab it. We're grabbing it and then you see it.
What I see what's happening is they're going to talk for their version of legalization, which is not what we need. We don't need legalization. We need descheduling. We need to stop treating it as a drug and start treating it as an herbal medicine again and a safe recreational herb. You know, no one's ever died from it. No one's ever OD'd. It's physically impossible. Even if you're just a recreational user, you're still going to reap the medical benefits of it. It's many people's sacrament, including myself. You know, and what they're going to do is they're going to force a lot of us into the religious sacrament safety. And that's what I'm going to end up doing, is I'm going to fall back on my religious sacrament safe. And it's my religious rights to have the cannabis plant. That's what my show's about on Blog. So how's it going down in Costa Rica? Obviously busy.
Yeah. This is fun. Dancing with the lag back and forth is lots of good. I love your kind of seasoned veteran with your philosopher's stone. And, you know, I'd say I play some of your goods on here that I like, that Brad Janet one from Rocky Horror Picture Show. So here we go.
Dr. Scott! Janet! Brad!
Rocker! Janet!
Dr. Scott!
Janet!
Brad!
Rocker! Janet!
Dr. Scott!
Janet!
Ah! Rocker! Gotta love that. I'm a big fan of Rocky Horror Picture Show. Yeah, when I uploaded my stuff onto CCHI Radio's library, I put a bunch of really interesting skits like that on there.
You know, I've been using them. I've been throwing them out there. I like that.
A lot of new stuff onto my Philosopher's Stone page that I think you'd really enjoy. I'm starting to play a lot more comedy scenes from the old days, like I did Billy Tomlin, operator from Baffin last night. I'm just trying to bring a variety to the shows. You know, I mean, we're all about the information and everything, but one of the reasons we gather is to have a good laugh.
Yes. Keep the smile going, to keep the happiness going, to keep everything, keep the mood up, to lift the mood up, to keep ourselves energized. And cannabis has helped a lot of people that. It helps us not worry about everything through bullshit. It helps us like get back in and focus on what we want to focus on. We get happy, people get happy and giggly because like life is awesome. We're worried about all the malarkey in it. Life is fantastic. It's everybody being happy.
Well, that's what's so much different between cannabis and alcohol. I mean, when people get drunk on alcohol, it's out of violent temper for most people. You know, and they're not in their full senses. Well, at least with cannabis, you have the ability to function. And in an emergency situation, when your adrenaline can kick in, you're no longer hot. It counteracts the actual being stoned part, and you get stoned. Perfect example is when you get pulled over by the police. You know, instantly you're sober again. So it's hard for them to tell that you've been actually smoking.
Yeah, right. They can't search your car if they smell herb anymore in a lot of places. They can still smell the places and it's still backwards.
But remember, folks, just tell them, I smell nothing. They'll keep trying to trick you. They have three chances to trick you into allowing them to search your car. So don't let them. Just keep telling them, I smell nothing. Unless they have the visual of a pipe or smoke coming out of a trash tray, they don't have probable cause. And then the Supreme Court also ruled that you're not forced to wait for a drug sniffing dog to come. So if they don't have one with them at that time, you do not have to wait for that dog. One thing you're going to have to know, people should know, is if you're going to partake in cannabis, know your local laws. Know your state law, know the federal law, and know your local law. Because if you don't, you're just asking for your trouble. I mean, some of us, like myself, I smoke loudly, folks. I am not ashamed of my game, and I will smoke publicly in front of anybody that comes across my path, including police officers. So I challenge them to bust me all the time. So I could basically pull them into a lawsuit on religious infringement.
Definitely different world here in Costa Rica in regards to police officers, too. They definitely take on a different role in the sense of just being there for public safety. And, you know, a lot of people smoke an herb all the time. Like I said, one group is fighting the police. One guy holding another guy down by the back of his neck, you know, subduing these people. He's like, hey guys, chill out. It's another world here, that's for sure. A lot, America is chilling the fuck out in the city.
Well, that's one thing that's been nice about being born and raised in California. We've been spoiled. I mean, we live a spoiled life here in California because there's so much access, so much speed, both legally and illegally. And it always has been that way ever since I started smoking as a young kid. And we went through our dark times, and we went through all the black market times, smoking the swag weed, you know, and all back alley deals. But in the last 20 years, cannabis communities actually pulled together in California, and we've basically run it ourselves without any regulation. And it's done fairly well, except for now the profiteers are trying to get their fingers in on it. So they keep the money going in their pockets instead of letting everybody have access to it.
And California's doing a great job at it.
Well, one thing we've always done is bring back the hemp plant. I mean, cannabis is what we all enjoy and love and everything, and we use as recreation, but the hemp plant is what can actually save our United States again, turn us into an economic power with a renewable source out of this world. And we can harvest it three times a year, oil in an acre, biofuel. I think it's something close to 50 barrels of biofuel out of each acre of hemp. That's why they don't want it made legal. That's one of the reasons right there. Plus all the other fine things that can be thousands and thousands of products. The petroleum market and petroleum products, like our bottled water. All those water can be bottled with a biodegradable material made out of hemp. And let's not even talk about all the prisoners that we have, you know, in jail and the waste of resources that is, you know, just to house these prisoners. That are there merely, most of them, for possession of cannabis. Not for sales, not for anything else, just still here in the United States, every 42 seconds a cannabis user is arrested. A gross waste of taxpayers' resource money. And the police officers' time and effort. They could be going out and actually investing and you know, solving murder and all that stuff. Things could be, you know, have more resources put towards them instead of them messing around trying to eradicate a plant that's doing nobody harm. The only harm this plant's ever really done is the prohibition that's on the plant.
Yeah, it's just fire, you know. it makes so much sense. And there's so many people that think they aren't paying attention. It's wrong. It's wrong. I think it's definitely through the song here. We've been talking to my Edwidge Jeffrey here from the Philosopher on Radio. Also rocking on Blog Talk. Rocking it for so many years and got it going. It's good to hear your voice, my friend.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you too again. It's been a while since I've been on your show. Unfortunately, I've got to go. I've got people coming in right now for an appointment. So I'm going to cut out of here, and you have a blessed evening. And keep up the good work, bro.
I will. You definitely inspire me, and we'll keep that thing going. And I'll talk to you soon, man. Keep you check forever.
Stop in and visit us.
Yeah, I'm making it back to California soon. Do some bouncing around, being a little Jamaican this week.
Right on. Well, we'll talk to you again soon. Have a blessed evening.
Nice. That was Jeffrey Hedgewidge, got a rock and radio show. Start out here. Let's start out way before I even knew anything about talking about cannabis. But he's been rocking it for many, many years. Got a little show about Philosopher Stoned. And he's rocking it, making it really, really happen. Bringing in the knowledge, doing what needs to happen. And talking about it, put the fire under people's pants, you know, because some people start to listen, wonder what's going on. Well, let's hear some voices. Well, listen to these voices right here. Because we'll be telling you that we need to stand up right now and protect the world, because the world is being shackled by our own laws and our own injustices. It's preposterous. It's preposterous. And a lot of it's just for Mary Jane. Mary Jane. So we got some good flavor. Oh, I already played the Mary. Mary, Mary, Mary. Oh, we got some more. Let me bounce around. Find my little sound and sound. Get out here, get some good music going. Because, you know, I could talk forever about cannabis. You know, it's fun. You know, it's what to do. I mean, I could talk all day long. Just put me in front of someone that's actually going to make things happen. Because that's what we got to do, is make things happen. Because Babylon's burning, and we got to legalize it. Come on, Peter. It feels for you. Thank you. Finding the guns, the crystals in the caverns, far off lands. We'll let you know that. Come take our hand. We'll take you on the journey. We'll let you know that we got the good stuff going on. We'll take you to Little China. We got some big trouble going on here in California and statewide, countrywide, worldwide. So many different corporations trying to take the cannabis as their own. City, state saying they'll sell you the cannabis for you. They'll let you choose who gets the marijuana. So as we fight in these small little places, reinventing the wheel over and over and over and over, eventually we'll have whittled down all these laws. But right now, it's the Wild West cannabis law. The wild, wild, wild west cannabis laws. And people are just making laws and regulations, holding people back, not letting people do what they want to do, follow their freedoms, their dreams, their desires, but giving them criminal records. And that don't fly. I don't like that. There ain't no hallelujah when you're getting thrown in jail. Getting out of jail, hallelujah, getting out of the system. But what that do, all that did is taught someone to disrespect the system because you weren't doing anything wrong, smoking some ganj, getting a little blunted, carrying that pound in your backpack. And free. What they do, they take you out, they lock you up, throw away the key, they'll smoke all your herb, or even worse, they sit in a police locker and degrade and fall into powdery yuck. Or take all the stems and seeds and weigh those up and say they're smoking that. There's some groups that really don't care, and they feel that they got to teach you a lesson. To teach you a lesson by locking you up, by taking your weed, by making you fall within these rules that don't make any sense because they're fighting a war on addiction. It's no fault of ours. We're chemical creatures. We have basis in the addictions that follow us. So things that people eat, we naturally get addicted to them. And if we don't have a good way for our culture to understand and teach each other how to understand and how to safely consume whatever it is that humans are consuming and ways to make it not detrimental to the body, to the human. Because there's some wild things that people really like. They like doing salvia. Salvia, that's legal. Go smoke a hit of that. That stuff's wild. It's like super acid trip for like 5 seconds and then it's over. It's like, whoa. Like, what was that? But you go buy it in a head shop right now, no problem whatsoever, what have you. You know, it's people can't you can't crash cars or do something. You know, GHB used to be legal, and then people are mixing it with alcohol, and it really hurts the livers. And people are using it for other nefarious reasons to get people extra drunk on small little things. And so what they do, because there were too many people that weren't responsible, that they just take it. So it's like we're being treated like a bunch of children that can't play with any of our toys. If we go try to play with our toys, we're going to be beaten, locked up, severely scarred, killed, destroyed. Mouthfeet being pushed on us. And so, like, forget that stuff. In the mouthfeet. That ain't no good at all. I'm not into that. I mean, the good stuff, I want to be getting in the good thoughts, you know, happy thoughts, greener thoughts, glowing thoughts, smiling thoughts, growing trees all over the world and bringing them forward and planting health, finding ways. Cannabis is a super savior plant, and it's a gateway to learning other super savior medicinal plants. Not a gateway to other hard drugs. I started smoking marijuana, and then I went straight to crack, and then I went to smoking shoe leather. You know, these things get pretty dangerous. You know, you don't want to smoke a lot of shoe leather. And if you're really hungry, eat that stuff. But you don't want to be smoking it. It's some heavy stuff. It's got toxins in it. You know, it may turn your mouth brown and such. It's just some of those things, you know. So you got to be in the know. Got to be in the knowledge of the world around us. So how things is, how things rolling, how they make, how they happen. You know, we got to teach each other these things. You know, I'm a man, I'm 40 years old, and I'm learning through it. Maybe I should have learned so far behind, but I got super friends helping me out and teaching these things that are really awesome, invigorating, enlightening. And I like my super friends. My super friends are super cool. And y'all out there, who's superstar, rock and rolling it, making it happen, lifting it up, bringing smiles to everybody. Because what else is it for? I want to bring a smile to everyone, you know. And so we're going to work on a little smile right here. And 311 is going to bring us a little stony baby. Here we go, 311.
Watch your fish right by me.
Yeah, we're back in attack here in California Cannabis Hemp Initiative. Smoke Rules Radio. Smoking a little of the hash. A little tobacco, just a little in there. Get you ganja. But this ganja is coming to this country. Who knows what's in it? It comes in bricks, and many times it floats here. You know, in bales of marijuana, where people are just throwing it together and selling it, breaking it off the brick, filled with seeds. So many seeds and sticks. I just got some butter. I made some butter today. Oh, my peeps are going to be happy. Had a little of the bong earlier. Coconut milk with some butter. Real good. So I got a little of my butter here. I'm going to make some things happen. Got some seeds to eat too, apparently. You know, it's good. Hope I'm not sterile smoking all them joints with the seeds in it. I don't know if that's an old wives' tale, but sure don't smell as good when I all of a sudden smell a seed. I'm like, oh, shit. That's no bueno. No bueno. And so that's bringing the quality here. And Costa Rica is working on a Senate measure. Right now, they've been the last 4 years, but it's coming more to the spotlight to get medical marijuana going. So that's be like, let's find some Ticos and get the dispensary going. Because they're going to close so many of them that they're going to keep them going. So we got to keep going. Just ride, just get in there with the people, make it happen, and bring some real chronic here. So that's really what's important, is people having good quality smoke and legally be able to have smoke, not to worry about it being illegal. How to find it in the back alley. You know, we're rocking it. We've got everything represented here in this beautiful place, this beautiful hostel, this hotel. You know, people are just enjoying it. They're smiling. Even if it's Jamaican chronic, and there's some Cali chronic that's been floating around. We're rocking. We got friends from all sides of the world. We got some friends here. Dr. Jones coming from Canada, Toronto, Canada. Rocket it here. Who knows? Dr. Jones, tell us something about cannabis. What's happening? Come a little closer. What's happening in Canada?
The cannabis move in Toronto. It's crazy. It's out of control. We're loving it. Our 420 friendly members, right together, we got 420 marches. We got 420 stands. You know, we fought for years and years and years, and now we made it. So I advise everyone to stand up and do the same thing. Fight for the green, fight for the freedom. One love, one life.
Booyah, booyah. And you might my friend, habla inglés or español?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, todo bien. Yo tengo una película en la radio show en Aro, hablando con Mota. Mucho hablando con Mota. Yes, todo bien. And you, my friend, here, come share with us a little of your cannabis stories in your land.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry.
All right. We got this so tired. What was your route?
Okay, Michigan.
3-1 in the house representing. We're making it happen here. We've got Europe. We've got South America, Central America. We've got people from the moon here. This place has got 70 rooms. And we just had Semana Santo, and all the rooms were filled. And now there's not as many people here. It is a little quieter, but that's cool because it can actually never get quiet in Puerto Viejo, where there's always music going on. This is like little Jamaica, where there's so much culture going on here. There's so much rasta, buyakasha, bra, bra, bra. That's what I forget. Get rocking. We got the music, the beat. All right. So we'll do a little slow. And I'm kicking it in the Puerto Viejo style. Let you see, this is my wild. I'm an aisle. Come on in, chill with me, Argyle. I got what you need all the while. It's the green, the chronic, the team. What we got to buy on it gets the scene as a straight out of Barbados. But you know what? We got it in Yeos. We got the YOLO, and I thought you know low, because I like to smoke, and I go, oh, yo, get up with the Cali green, get me so obscene, what do we got to do? Pirate team up on the action, what's dissatisfaction. What do we find? How's that happening? Do it, to it, through it, brew it. What do we find as we mix onto it? Next level. What do we got with my bite, my devil? I let you know what that I pull. I'm the elf off the shelf. What do I find as I dance? My romance, my prince, my king, my can. What can I do as my dues, my wills? Let you see that I'm true, I get ill. I ain't about putting no kind of pill. Let you know that my thrill is all about me getting ill. And smoking the fat cranny. Let you know I want it. Get on down, Shawnee. Get a little sicky licky. Get you know I more than any kind of quickie on my joint. As I get a real loin, I anoint with the hash oil. Let's go, let's roll, let's oil. Let's get it going in. There's no turmoil. Get a little Cali green. Come on, let's make a team. Get a little smoke. Oh, no need if you're broke. We got you covered. We got that. We got it under lovers. As we bring it forth, because I'm getting down Mary Jane. Oh, she's going through my brain, and I love it. What do I do? And I hug it. Let you see what that I'll kiss your ear, because I'm dear to the green. I got no fear as I steer to a smile coming near to you. California Cannabis Hemp Initiative through. What do we got going? How's about you getting the green legalization? Not mean. We're coming together. Yo, let's make a team. Gotta lead by example. Bring forth and ramble. Bring what you gotta do. Bring what you find is true. Boil it up. Get your filter on the rock. Let you know what's in. You gotta be your own jock to what you discover. What you care for. What's under your cover. What do you share for? What are you gonna do unto the next true blue? Come on, how about you, California? Thought you knew? That's right, we got the Cali Green. And our laws are getting mean. So we gotta get obscene. Get a little Chris Tucker on those fuckers and we bring it in a knucker. Let you see what we got in up undercover. Cause we got the real kind. We got DiCaprio's time. And we bring it on to where we coming through the stair. It ain't gonna be no Titanic. Watching our laws sink, that'd be so tragic, but we bring it together with a big giant pot of magic. That's right, we're like a sweater and we're tight. Wrap it in all night. Super friends coming in, igniting each other's kite. We're doing it light, light. No need to fight. What do we got going? We're doing it right. Initiative, initiativo. But you know what? We're coming in and we'll rock yo. Bringing dispensaries to Costa Rica, please. We got what the world needs, green. Ganja, get on in, Hanja. So low as you find with the chewy. What do we do, V? Let's go space travel and we get it on the ravel. Cause we're putting the lime in the coconut. Shit can go bad, but putting lime in the coconut, that shit can get rad. So we gotta look for the bright side, the story, the glory, the tis, the dive, the dolphin eyes. As we gym, we swim, we look for the tail spin. What are we gonna do? CCHI is gonna win. Come on, straight on two. What do we got? We I do take that shot and open up your heart and your mind. California, we got the heim, we got the kind, we got to break free from what they call the crime. Cause you know I'm another man, another lover. Let you know what, I'm a hero undercover. And I break free, break through that tree. Let you know what, that no phone box can execute me. As I dial my toes, I let you know that I grows and my color on flows to another place that I go to, where I love it all around here. Where do we got going? Jack, Jack, hair. He's not chasing the crack, crack. Let you know it's Jack, Jack. And we're saying hi at the airport. Yo, hi, Jack. How you doing, brother? Yeah, hi, Jack. We're going to bring hi, Jack. We're going to bring you real cannabis. Come on now, take a kiss. Hi, Jack. We're going to bring you the real green. Hi, Jack. So obscene air team. Hi, Jack. We got it all what you need, and we got to fight the corporate greed. Fight corporate greed. fight the corporate greed because we don't need the Pfizer taking over with their pharmaceutical lives. Where is their hearts in the profits that go just to a small amount? So who works for who, but the money works for the pain of humanity? That's truly better look. Who really profits from corporations? See, just the top ones on the top, or does the creature just live? And they say a corporation is a person. No, a plant is a person, and you must care for her. Let her know that you care so much. Let her know, let him know, let the world grow. Don't just kill all your males without spiritual. Be caring to your plants because they're living beings. To the creatures here, to the cellular structure, so similar, so similar. Care for your plants, that's why. Well, a little bit of a rant. Oh man, you're listening to Smoke Rules Radio, CCHI 2016. You know, care for your plants, they're creatures too. You know, just straight butchering them. You know, they understand that's part of being consumed. But along the way, like, not ignoring some, helping every plant to their full potential. You got some plants you're just ignoring? No, you got to utilize the whole animal. Get the whole creature out there. Love all the creatures. Because cannabis plants are beautiful creatures that are here that have been assisting human society since before we could even understand what writing was. There's cave paintings on my friend's leg that states that cannabis been with us a long time. It's fantastic. Humans have evolved around this plant. And we keep going. We keep it going. We just keep it going. You know, just making the world happen. You know, a little fun little flow. I've been having a lot of great adventures here in Costa Rica. I recommend everyone coming here, especially when they get their medical going, because then you just walk in with your California card and say, tang, 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 and that might work or not, but at least people will be able to get higher quality, and that is really what's important, is that get things out of the black market, because just being left in the black market, it's hurting the youth, like I was talking about in that commercial. It's just hurting the youth leaving it in the black market. So bring it up out of there, and people can, they want to call it recreational. Well, whether it's recreational or not, they are medicinally healing themselves. So it's like, yeah, I want people to take something that heals themselves, and they think it's just like a regular thing, you know, it's just like, it's just a candy bar, you know, no nutritional value to it, you know, but, you know, I enjoy the chocolate, it's good, but like this healthy candy bars are getting me wrong. But I can't, if it's just the amazing wonder plant that's here for us. It's here for us right now. In this very time, it's here for us. It's been so held back for so long. So long. It's been denied true care. In California, we've been caring Prop 215, 20 years of such beautiful, beautiful medical marijuana, and we're blossoming into a beautiful, beautiful flower to lead as an example for everyone. A beautiful example, because California, we take that step. That's what we've been doing, and every state does that too. I just wasn't growing up in other states. I was growing up here in California, hoo-ha, hurrah, lahim, hey, all day long. But also the other states, I was born and grew up in there, that hoo-ha, hurrah, all day long. So that state that I've been living in and growing up in, that I see that cannabis is tragically holding back. So I hoo-ha, hurrah, hey, every state comes forward right now to give props to every country, standing up, making things happen, doing it right now, not ignoring it, not pushing cannabis in the wayside, not just ignoring it, standing up and rolling that fatty with initiatives, with legal paperwork, with committees, like the C4 committee, the Cannabis Cultivation something or other committee in Santa Cruz. They're coming together, they're having a vote today too. making things happen because all these communities want to do it properly. We're all reinventing the wheel, but as we shape and form this beautiful, beautiful blossom of marijuana freedom, where law is not involved in marijuana anymore. There's no thing that says you can't enjoy marijuana, then things be perfect. That's what we're going for. I know things ain't perfect yet, but we're pulling it together. Because that's what it's about. It's having some hope that things, even though as they are, with time, and we've been giving it time, lots of time. Cannabis, prohibition, 90 years. Oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. We're here. Steam. We're boiling over right now. The pressure is mounted. It's mounted. It's not just mounting. It is going up and it's exploding. And California's Cannabis Hemp Initiative is coming together right now. And you've been listening to CCHI, Smoke Rules Radio, right here, making the world happen. One little radio show at a time, 1 hour at a time, doing what we care about, what you love, what you hope. What you make happen. We got two more minutes of wild little action going. And I don't know how to give any more props out to everyone. So every single state that's come together, every single group that's made things happen, everybody, even if you're caught in the corporate side of things, lots of money, and you just need to throw it at something. You're still trying, I understand, but just understand that there's a lot of people that's grown grassroots for so long, and we need to keep it out of corporations' hands. We need to keep it out of the corporations' hands, and if the mom and pop and the dispensary, the small groups, grow it, because that keeps the variety, and that keeps it from being cartel-like. You know? Everybody's coming together. We're rocking it, loving it. Lighting it, sparking it, doing it every which way. The Sunday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, as the lights go out in the rest of the world, California's still making it happen, still lighting up a bowl and doing it. And when I say California, I mean every single country, every state, every city that we are in is making it happen. So you can love something that's not in front of you, a place so far away, Costa Rica. Not California. I wish it was. It feels like it. I'm coming back to dance a little over there soon. And it's such a beautiful, amazing trip. Thank you all so much for making it this far on this wild journey. Smoke Rules Radio, CCHI. And thank you all and give mad love to everybody. Big hugs and kisses. Love. Jack Harris.